Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. Happy New Year. Welcome to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. This is our January 5th edition, kicking off the new year like a grilling guy will. Got a cold little winter white ale here, and we're going to just ease into this new year with your on your back deck, creating a little grill envy in your neighborhood. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. Happy 2019, and we're kicking it off with a little celebration from Larry Bell. It's called Winter White Ale. It's a Belgian-inspired wheat ale, and it takes care of one of our New Year's resolutions, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and what is that, to drink healthier beer?
Yeah, so we're just talking about the month of January, and everybody's got their New Year's resolutions going on. Do you have one, Jop?
You know, I don't. Most people are resolved to get in better shape, get better healthy, or more healthy, and lose weight and whatever. And you know what? I resolved not to kid myself anymore as I talk about that, but I'm never really that good at it. So I'm not resolving any of that, but I'd still like to be a productive human in society, so let's resolve to work on that. Maybe that's where I'm at.
Well, I'm pretty sure you've been very productive. Yeah, I, you know, honestly don't have any New Year's resolutions either. It was a very sublime New Year's for us. We stayed home and watched a movie, and we had a couple opportunities, but, you know, we've had so much company and so many people over that. What's really cool the last few nights is just to come home from work and have a little dinner and kind of not have anything to do.
Right.
I feel guilty. We actually, two nights in a row, just kicked back. And I can't tell you how nice it is just to be able to put my feet up and just snooze for a while. And I like at 7 o'clock I want to go to bed, but I know I don't dare because I'll be up at midnight.
Right. Yeah.
But it's just like it's so much after having this year and a half long housing project finally come to an end.
Yep.
And I got to thank you because we had so many compliments on our kitchen.
Great.
And you were the inspiration for much of that.
Well,
and
your designers. We had some fun with it, and the designers, our designers at Standard Kitchens, did a great job.
Yes.
Working with you and Maureen on that, and. You know what? You got what you wanted, and that's the beautiful part about it. And you were within your budget, so that
no, we weren't.
Well, the budget you gave us anyway,
yeah,
right? Yeah, I wasn't charged of the overall.
No,
right. I just had
well,
the cabinetry.
Well, you know, and I also again need to plug our other sponsor, Garrett's Appliance.
Sure,
because they came in and put in a beautiful refrigerator and range and dishwasher,
vent hood.
And I hung the hood.
Yep.
And that was a trick, but because we had to tile real quick before the party, like the night before the party, I'm hanging the hood and trimming the shroud around the vent pipe,
yep.
Which is really funny. But anyway, as grilling guys and as foodies, I think anybody out there will probably agree that your cooking area and your kitchen, whether it's on the deck or the one in the house that the wife owns,
mm-hmm.
those two spots are kind of, I don't know, they're big focal points. Like, that's why I really want to do my outdoor kitchen over mm-hmm. and redo it nicely because it's just a bunch of products I have out there right now. There's no master plan to it. It's just stuff I kind of put there because I had a space and I ran a gas pipe and this and that. But I really want to put a roof over it and put my counters and cabinets in and mm-hmm. make that outdoor kitchen area finished so that it's more, I guess.
Well, I think a couple things is functionality.
Yes.
Then because
practical
things are in
is the word I was
things
looking.
Are in the right place where they as you use them, right? You of all people know exactly how you like to cook outside what needs to be where. I need counter space here. I don't need
and
it there.
And it's taken years to get that flow down, so that's nice. And that, when I design that, then maybe you can come over and give me some pointers.
Well, and that was my point, is that most people don't have years of experience, but they know what they want. So they come talk to somebody like you or me that have been cooking outside for years and have an outdoor kitchen, and even the ones that we have aren't set up right. Right. And so if you get an opportunity, if you're at that stage where it's like, all right, I want to do this right, you know, just like we designed your indoor kitchen,
right,
we can design the outdoor kitchen.
Right.
It's different.
Yep.
Okay. It's because the materials have to be different, yep, because they got to be weatherproof. But at the end of the day, the same functionality is those considerations.
And I've got all that pretty well figured out. Yep. But still getting an opinion from somebody like you who's a good, I guess, planner will be beneficial. And that makes me think that maybe March, our theme for March ought to be planning your outdoor decks and kitchens.
Right.
And maybe we'll tie it in with maybe the other theme for March should be bourbon. I'm just saying, in terms of planning.
Well, I don't know. I drink my bourbon maybe in January and February. So let's move that part of it up. But
I'm just hoping that we can just sit back on my deck with a nice glass of rocks and a cigar and
figure it out
and ponder.
Right. Why not?
You know, we had my daughter Maggie's wedding, and I'm going to weave my family into the show a little bit because my daughter Emily was up for it. And for our family Christmas, she put together something called a grazing table, and I'll post pictures of that. But so she's going to be on the fourth segment. Her little sister Maggie got married last week, and we had everybody up for Christmas and for that. So we've had company like mad, and it's so weird because there's nobody now at home except me and my Missy.
Oh, really?
Libby's
not living at home anymore?
Just my best girl.
There you go.
Well, she says she does, but she's never there,
right,
so it doesn't matter.
Right, yep.
So it's just me and my best girl.
Well, what, she's 20 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she doesn't need us.
Right.
Till her car doesn't work.
Well, come on, you're always going to be daddy,
yeah,
right? When the time is right, you're going to be daddy. So that's something you need to do.
But you know, it's having that, I've just given you thanks because I probably texted you a number of times, but I can't tell you how much we love that kitchen. And it was you helped us so much. I'll never
thank you.
Repay that
but
debt.
The thing that I think that we did that was made it all worthwhile was I understood how you use your kitchen, and that makes all the difference in the world with the final product, because it's all of them are pretty to look at.
Right.
But that functionality,
right,
when you get in there and things are right where you want it,
well,
and we made a drawer for this.
And you have limitations, too.
Right.
We had that stairwell in a certain place. If I could have moved the stairwell, which is really hard, mm-hmm, you know, we could have made the whole thing wider. So we had to stretch the thing out and make it longer. And, you know, when you do a remodel, there's always these limitations that come into play. But having the ability that your company has to look at a floor plan, put it on a computer, and then just keep playing with it. Bing, bing, bing. You know, in the old days, you had to draw that stuff.
Right.
It must have taken forever. I have drawn my home things up for over 30 years by hand just because, and I'm a crappy drawer.
Right.
But that's the only way we could.
Everybody's got a crap drawer in their kitchen, by
yes,
the way. We designed one of those, too. You're not a crappy drawer.
No, yeah, drawer.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a good even. I can't even make a stick, man. But
yeah.
So anyway, the highlight of the whole thing was we had tons of people at our house, and when people walked in the kitchen, I mean, their heads were spinning. That's how good it looks.
Great,
and that's kind of cool because
it is.
That's never happened to me before.
Right,
this is my first $1 million kitchen.
Right, right, yeah. And it wasn't quite that much, but it was close. Right,
it felt like it.
No, okay. Coming up next. Barbecue Bob is insistent on us all getting healthy, and he's just trying to look for a way to jab me a little bit because I'm probably not the healthiest guy on the radio. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about some healthy recipes that you might want to learn about. Stick with us. We'll be back.